In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today we're going to talk about why bad planning is a poison to Muslim societies. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Today, we're going to talk about why bad planning is a poison to Muslim societies. We as Muslims have to be really careful of what we do. We have to be careful about our conduct and actions. We must have a plan in our lives. What is our goal in this world? Okay, of course, to lead a happy life, which also guarantees a happy and prosperous life in the hereafter. We have to plan for such a life. If we are haphazard and we do things randomly and without planning and we procrastinate all the time, we will get to nowhere. So this is why we as Muslims must be extra sensitive to good planning. There are a lot of things in this world we have to plan for. For example, we have to plan for what to do in order to preserve a good Muslim society. One of the prerequisites of this is, of course, to be God-wary, that is, to have taqwa, and to be careful of our actions in society. There are different things we can plan for in society. For example, we can arrange classes to teach young and old, adults and children about Islam and try to promote the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. In order to do that, we must find a good place to hold the classes, and then we must try to advertise our classes so that people know about it. This is just one example of improving the Muslim society. But the topic of our today's discussion is specifically, why bad planning is a poison to Muslim societies. One reason could be that there will be chaos in a Muslim society where there is bad planning. Having no plan is one thing, and having a bad plan is another thing. Bad planning means to do certain things, to provide certain means, which instead of helping to preserve our Muslim societies, it ends up making things worse and as a result causing ill conduct and sins to prevail our societies. We as Muslims have to have plans on how to teach the principles of Islam in the best way possible. One example is hijab. Hijab is a really important issue in Muslim societies. If hijab is not observed by not only women but also men, the Muslim societies will become decadent and corrupt. How should we encourage the idea that observing and preserving hijab will prevent sins from being committed in a Muslim society? If, for example, we say that, okay, we will say having hijab is obligatory, and we wait and see if someone has bad hijab, and then we arrest and punish him or her so that that person is made an example in front of the whole society. Is this good planning to just be deterrent and not mention the good things of hijab to people and why it is good and how it is in fact a protection for women and men alike? So we must be very careful how we plan things in order to implement the laws of Islam in our societies. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program, The Teacher. Now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today in our discussion as we look at short traditions from the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and the noble Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, we come to a tradition from the noble Messenger of God. And we see that in all of the traditions that we have from him, he is not only concerned with our welfare in the world to come, but also in this world, in the temporal world that we live in. And for the tradition for today, the Messenger of Allah mentions this, I do not fear poverty striking my community, but rather, I fear bad planning on their part, on the part of the community. This very short, but yet very powerful and thought-provoking tradition is something that each and every individual Muslim has to think about. And obviously more so those individuals who are at the helm of leadership of our communities, of our religious centers, our mosques, the masajid, the Husayniyas, those who run and administer to our organizations, whether they be at a national level, an international organization, whatever the case may be, as the Messenger of God has shown us in this tradition that he doesn't fear poverty, and rightfully so. If you look at the Muslim world today, we are 1.8 billion Muslims, those who follow the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. If we take a modest estimate of maybe 15-20%, we see that we make up a large segment of the Muslim community. And yes, it is true, we have financial difficulties everywhere around the world. Not everybody is financially well off. But as the Messenger of God has shown us that he doesn't fear poverty, meaning that we as a community have resources, we have the financial means, we have the ability to take care of ourselves, our families, our communities, and to go forward and even help others who are in need. And that obviously is done through both the obligatory charities, such as the zakat, as the khums, and also the recommended forms of charity. But the thing which he fears most for his community is bad planning. And this is one of the things that we as community need to think about, and we need to ensure that we are always in a state of planning for the future. Long gone are the times when we could do things haphazardly, when we can only think about what will be for dinner at the mosque next week, who would be our speaker, what time will we start our program. These things obviously need to be taken care of, but they are secondary when we look at the overall plan and the big picture of the world around us today. And therefore, as believers, we need to look at the statement of the Messenger of God and ensure that we are planning our communities for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. We need to ensure that we gather the demographic numbers, we need to look at all the statistics and the facts and the figures, and then plan accordingly, lest we fall into this pitfall of being of those who do not plan appropriately, and therefore have actually planned to fail themselves, and again, more importantly, the community to which they belong, and probably to which they also administer to. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. We were talking about why bad planning is a poison to Muslim societies. Muslim societies must plan for everything, not just the implementation of Islamic laws. In fact, planning for material needs of life is, in a way, implementing Islam in society. So, we have to plan for the implementation of Islamic laws in this sense. if Muslims don't have good planning for encouraging the youth to get married at a young age, perhaps there will be a lot of corruption and vice in Muslim societies. So we have to take the necessary measures to help the youth get married at the right age. For example, we should create more jobs so that the youths have enough money to start a life. We must provide the means for more houses to be built for the youth to live in, and things of such. One problem with certain Muslim societies is that they don't know what is of the highest priority and what is of lower priority. I mean, is it acceptable that Muslim governments only think about having relations with foreign countries and forget about what's going on in their own country? They should first attend to their own people, their fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, give them services and help by creating jobs and making them loans. In this way, they'll be able to manage their economic lives more effectively and efficiently. We have a narration that says that poverty shares its wall with disbelief. Poverty may well lead to disbelief if it is not alleviated. So eradicating poverty should be one of the biggest plans of Muslim societies. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha.